This is Radio Kiev broadcasting from the capital of Soviet Ukraine.
It's time to open the thrift shop with DJ Frederick.
And I forget about the girl that said no. Then I tell who I want, where to go. And I forget about your lies and deceit and your attempts to be so discreet. Maybe today, symbols of success, then I'll pursue my own happiness, and you can keep your thoughts and routines, then I'll go mend all my shattered dreams, maybe today. Now I'm tired of lying, I'm sick of trying, cause I'm losing who I really am, and I'm not choosing to be like them. And if you get bored or got loneliness, or it's dislike for me to express, I won't care if you're right or you're wrong. Maybe today, yeah, I'll slip away. Maybe today,
county, and I drive the main road, searching in the sun for another overload. I hear you singing in the wild, and I can hear you through the wine, and the Wichita line. It's still on the line. I know I need a small vacation, but it don't look like rain. And if it snows, that's touchdown some morning.
Charles Bradley and the Menahan Street Band with their cover of Rodriguez's I'll Slip Away. Before that, we heard Heads of Our Time with their version of Wichita Lineman, great Jimmy Webb song. And we started the program off with Rodriguez himself from 1967, his debut single, I'll Slip Away. This is DJ Frederick. You are listening to the Radio Thrift Shop. Joni Mitchell said, don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone? So Radio Thrift Shop is a celebration of the last century of music, sound, and radio, standing out at the intersection where past, present, and future converge. I frequently do a segment called the Trio Sonata, and today it's going to actually be the Sonata for, or Concerto for Quartet. We're going to hear four interpretations of one song, and it's a song that I feel like I need to hear in the wintertime. 1966, it was originally released by Bobby Hebb, Sonny.
Sunny, every day. Yesterday my life was filled with rain. Sunday, smile at me and really ease the pain. Oh, the dark days are gone and the bright days are here. My sunny one child, so sincere. Oh, sunny one, so true. Thank you for the sunshine, bouquet, sunny. Oh, thank you for the love you brought my way. You gave to me your all in all. Now I feel 10 feet tall. Sunny one, so true.
Four great versions of the Bobby Hebb tune, Sunny. That was Stevie Wonder. Before that, a band called Yambu. Prior to that, Kay Dennis, and we started the set off with Hal Vincent. All interpretations of Sunny. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop. And if you've listened at all in the past few months, you know that I like to include segments from the British... The Yiddish Radio Project in, every three or four shows. And today is going to be no exception.
Welcome back to the Yiddish Radio Project. I'm Scott Simon. Yiddish radio in New York City in the 1930s and 40s was the work of a group of geniuses and dreamers, with a few charlatans thrown in for good measure, all of whom were pushing the new medium to its limits. Now, the intriguing stories of some of the people who made Yiddish radio what it was. Nuchum Stutchkoff created some of the most intense, intimate, and emotional dramas ever broadcast on radio. Each week, his Yiddish radio plays portrayed a different fictional Jewish family struggling to adapt to life in America. Only 24 episodes of his series, By Tata Mama's Tish, Round the Family Table, survive. But they let us pretend that we've gone back 60 years, our ears pressed up against the wall in our tenement apartment, and that we're listening with fascination and familiarity to the lives of our neighbors. In a few moments, we'll listen to one of Stutchkoff's dramas. But first, the story of Nuchum Stutchkoff himself, as told by his son, Misha.
The B. Manischewitz Company, world's largest matzah makers, present By Tata Mama's Tish, written and directed by Nuchum Stutchkoff.
Nuchum Stutchkoff, my father. The date is February 14th, 1940.
Wir bringen noch eine neue Geschichte von der Serie bei Tata Mamas Tisch.
We bring you today another episode of Round the Family Table. The names of the characters are fictitious, made up, and have no relation to any living person who happens to have the same name.
The characters were made up, the names were changed, but my father's stories couldn't have been more real.
Listen, Mrs. Lefkowitz, do you mind if I tell you something personal?
Sure, sure.
It's about your daughter.
My daughter?
Yes.
Yesterday, my Gertie came to me and said, Mama, you know who I met yesterday on Broadway? So I say, who? And she says, Poyle, Mrs. Lefkowitz's daughter. And you know who she was with? With the Italian, whose father used to run the fruit store.
No!
Mrs. Lefkowitz, get a whistle of water, Mrs. Lefkowitz.
What's the matter, Mama? What happened? What are you crying about?
Schönem Nach ist der lebt, mein Tochter.
There was nothing else like it on the air. Mainstream radio was about allowing listeners to escape out of their problems. On Jewish radio, we would escape into our problems. For instance, the high crime rate among Jewish boys growing up poor on New York's Lower East Side back then.
Papa, Mama, somebody's knocking at the door.
Mama, Papa, please, hide me.
That's me, age 21.
Hide me, quick.
Woos.
Mr. Winder's apartment?
Yes. What do you want?
Have you a son by the name of Milton?
Yes, this is my son.
Put on your coat, young fellow, and come with me.
Pop! I swore I never did anything!
Why don't you do something,
Pop? What has he done, officer?
That's what we want to find out.
I had nothing to do with it, I swear. Pop, don't let him take me. You can't take me.
I'm sorry, kid. I got my orders.
Stop the wish of my
I swear, Mom. I don't know anything about it. I swear.
Come on, today, my father is totally forgotten. 60 years ago, he was beloved by New York's immigrant Jewish community. His dramas were hugely popular, his writing revered. Listeners would tune in each week just to hear his matzah commercials.
When you take a piece of Manischewitz matzah in your hand, you know you're holding something well-made, beautiful, clear, light, with 1,000 tastes.
Remember, this is matzah my dad's talking about. It's just flour and water and a little bit of salt.
When you hear the word silver, what comes to mind?
Sterling.
When you hear the word matzah, what comes to mind?
Manischewitz.
Future historians who will study the economic enterprises of American Jews will no doubt give a separate place of honor to the B. Manischewitz Matzah Company. Jews know this, and when Jews desire the best matzah, they know what to ask for. They say, give me Manischewitz.
Gib mir Manischewitz.
My father was born in Poland in 1893 with a gift for words. By the time he was a teenager, he spoke 6 languages. He left Europe for the United States in 1923, teaching himself English on the boat ride over. In New York, he wrote plays. When radio caught on, he switched over to radio drama and began creating these brutally honest depictions of immigrant life in New York City.
Oh, no good, Pa. Mama works so hard to keep up our home, and you, instead of being thankful to her for all she does, you insult her all the time and make her life miserable.
I won't let you do it.
I schluck the Halle-Kopf in Kischen in Lomachale. Pain am I stung gegen.
My father was tireless and wildly prolific, writing as many as 8 different half-hour shows a week. He never stopped working. This is my sister Esther Barron and her husband Harold.
We never knew what time he got up or he went to sleep.
The only time he went out of the house, basically, was to go to the studio.
And he was always sitting at his desk. He never spoke to anybody too much.
In fact, I used to watch sometimes. He'd be writing something and he'd be crying.
My mother used to get terribly upset. He says, if it doesn't make me cry, then my audience won't cry either. And it's not worth it.
Let him
cry. I'll kill him.
What are you doing here? Why don't you go to your sweetheart?
Yes, go to her. We don't need you. We don't want you.
We don't want a father like you. We're ashamed of you. We hate you.
And that's the way he was. I mean, if it didn't touch him, then he says it's not going to touch anybody.
His needs were very, very little.
He'd never thought about the money. The money aspect was nothing. My mother used to go berserk. He says, to Helmut say, he says he's doing what he wants.
Who cares?
He had other more important things in his mind. He was a very unusual man.
He was very unconcerned about his physical appearance.
Henry Sapoznik.
His clothing was covered in cigarette ash, and he would leave the house wearing unmatched shoes, and he had this shock of unruly hair. He was constantly writing, and his clothing, they were like bits of paper all throughout his clothing. He never stopped.
In his spare time, my father took on side projects, like writing reference books, including a monumental Yiddish thesaurus, the only one ever created. It's 1,000 pages long and took him more than 15 years to complete. The thesaurus is a celebration of a culture which the Nazis were at that very instant attempting to wipe off the face of the earth. The beauty of the language leaps off the pages. Listen, for instance, to a few of the hundreds of synonyms my father found for the word to hit.
Telepetsche, telemetsche, schmetter, schlugen, schossen, schießen, stupen, frask, fleiß, ticken, tucken, tutzen, tietzen, klung, quetsch, knip, kratz, kraf, kritz, grebel, gratschen, grappen.
And the curses. More than 7 pages of them.
Alle zehn sollen bei ihm a Reus fallen, nor einer sollen bleiben auf Zahnweite.
All his teeth should fall out, except one, to make him suffer.
A gross geschäft soll haben mit Schreuer.
He should have a large store, and whatever people ask for, he shouldn't have. And what he does have, people shouldn't ask for.
Lachen soll
he should laugh with lizards.
Hindert Häuser soll haben in
he should have 100 houses. In every house, 100 rooms, and in every room, 20 beds. And a delirious fever should drive him from one bed to the next.
My father died on November 6, 1965, at the age of 72, writing feverishly through his last days. Very little of his work survives. All that remains today are 26 fragile metal discs, 26 episodes of Round the Family Table. This is one of them. Originally broadcast in 1939, it's the first time the program has been heard in more than 60 years. The drama tells the story of a Jewish woman trying to pass as a Gentile in her fancy new neighborhood. So sit back, close your eyes, and let yourself be transported back in time, round the family table. I'm Misha Stuchkov. Thank you.
the Greg Foad Group, from a brand new release, Girl and Robot with Flowers, and that was parts 2 and 3 of the title track. This is DJ Frederick. You are listening to the Radio Thrift Shop on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London. I'd like to say thank you for tuning in. Every Sunday, we kind of cruise up and down the dusty aisles of music of the past century or more. And I'll be playing songs from around 1900 AD. Yes, more than a century ago, in the not too distant future. So please stay tuned for that. I also play music that hasn't been released yet. So you never know what you're going to hear. And it's never the same program twice. But right now, we're going to cruise back to about 1932 with Eddie and Sugarloo's Hotel Tyler Orchestra, the KWKH Blues, and that's radio station KWKH.
KWKH blues. I got the KWKH, KWKH blues. So just tune in, baby, while I'm singing these blues to you.
are ringing, and the song that they're singing is a sad melody. Tell me why you have wandered away when you thought you were mine. Have you gone to a life that is gay with a bright light shine? Oh, Tina, soon the leaves will be falling through the violin I'm calling. Won't you come back to me? When you thought you were mine, have you gone to a life that is gay where the bright light shine? Oh, Tina, soon the leaves will be falling through the violin I'm calling. Won't you come back to me?
Yeah, well, that's all for the Radio Thrift Shop this time around. The 81st broadcast of Radio Thrift Shop. That was a 45 which had the song on both sides of the record that totaled 4 minutes. And why they needed to use two sides of a record for 4 minutes of music, I don't know. But that was Roosevelt Fountain and the Pens of Rhythm with Red Pepper. Before that, we heard Xavier Cugat from 1935 with Tina, and we started that set off with the KWKH Blues, Eddie and Sugarloo's Hotel Tyler Orchestra. Well, thank you for listening, and join me next week when we cruise down the dusty aisles of music once again. Dusting off the curios we find and the curious corners of the thrift shop.